Hello and welcome to another installment of Casual Trekker. This is Scott. This is going to be my overview of Season 1 of the Netflix series called Bodies, where it takes place in different time periods with different detectives, and it's all happening concurrently. So you go from 1885 to 2023 to 1941, and then to the future, 2053. You kind of bounce around. The one you're in the most is the first three. You get introduced to the future one at the very end of the first episode, and it kind of plays a part more towards the end. You get to see more of what's happening in the past and how they connect. And the whole entire series so far is really good, expertly crafted and done, where you have all these characters that seem so far apart, but yet they're connected. And it takes a minute to figure out if they're all working in the same timeline or if they're working in adjacent timelines. But there's an event that happens that you go, oh, that is clearly that person sees this thing and that was what they did. So that tells you it's all in one timeline. And so we're trying to figure out who this person is, this body that appears. And we find out eventually that there's an event that happens that causes this person to be at the moment of going back in time, split in four ways. So one version of him goes to 1941, one version goes to 18 whatever, and one goes to 2023, and the other one goes 4 days ahead after that. And so we get to see this timeline and how it came to be and what happened. And then we find out that in order to stop this from happening, you have to stop this one person from going back in time. But this is where the problem arises. If the person didn't exist to begin with, the event can't happen. Something has to happen. Yes, I get time is not linear. Fine, good, great. Still, if someone's going to go back in time, say from 2010, for instance, but they don't exist. They can't go back in time. They don't exist to go back in time in the first place. So that means that a different event has to happen that leads to the same thing to happen. And then the timeline goes back to present, and then it causes this to loop in. What we're seeing is a second loop. That's great. But too many times, time travel people forget the fact that you have to have a non-time travel timeline first. So wherever your thing starts at, let's say 1800, and it goes all the way to 2000, no time travel at all whatsoever. Okay, then your time travel event happens. You change this point. Something causes something to happen to where this person goes to this location. Then, through natural evolution of that timeline, this person then goes back on purpose. But in this loop now, he changes what he's doing, and then everything after that is the same loop over and over and over again. That's why in all loop movies, the time doesn't actually change. It never changes. It's just, they just don't know that what they're doing is going to lead to those events. There's another movie I can't think of right now where the girl was trying to change up where they were going. So instead of going to this place, they went across the street to that place just to find out that they were always going to the place that she had tried to change where they went, but she ended up going exactly to where they went the entire time. And it pretty much just avoids any kind of paradoxes, but then it also changes the way that if everything that has already occurred has already happened, then that means you can't really change the past. But they did a very unique way of doing it, which I think makes a whole lot of sense. If you ever watched the television show Dark, they also had a far future. But I don't recall if they did it the smart way like what they did here. I think they fell on their own sword and just said people aren't going to care anyway because no one's paying attention. This is a convoluted story. This one isn't as convoluted. Everything kind of goes A to B, B to C, C to D. The detective we're hanging out with in the 1800s ties directly to what's happening in 1941. And then those two people are who's being investigated by 2053 or whatever it is. And so it all ties together, and we're kind of getting different perspective, and we're getting little bits of each story, and the overall narrative is being placed out through all these time periods. And it's expertly crafted, beautifully done. It's just if the person didn't exist in the first place, how did he exist to go back in time in the first place to do it? And the tired argument of it's a TV show or a movie, I just find lazy. The show is really great. So that little critique is kind of like a back burner type thing. It doesn't ruin the show for me. It just makes me wish they give a little bit more thought onto how this individual traveled back in the first place. Like a different execution which led to the same event happening. Like I keep hearing people throw around there's fixed timelines, and then they're just fixed events to where if somebody went to Target and picked up a movie, let's say Titanic, and somebody went back in time, changed from going to Target, they went to Walmart, but they got the same DVD, went back home and watched it. See, the basics is the same, right? Well, the individual where they went is changed, but the overall is going to be the same. And that's what I think they could have done with this series, is they could have shown that a different event led to the same outcome. And then once that different outcome, now that person came back, and then that loop is what we're seeing. That would have been fine. That would have been very easy to show. But I digress. Bodies on Netflix is a really good show. It's really fun to watch. I mean, I'm the one like, come on, where's this going? Where's this going? What are you doing? I appreciate that the dang thing's in English, because I'm not somewhere else. I like it when I can recognize what I'm looking at. And I'm able to follow a story a lot better when I'm able to read things instead of just what they want me to read, i.e. Dark, where I couldn't really tell what anything was unless what they were telling me in the subtitles. But if you haven't seen Bodies yet on Netflix, you should. It's very little about the body. It's more about the people that interact with said body in the investigations in all of those different time periods, cultivating in how the series ends, which I think is really smartly the way that they had done it. So that's going to conclude this podcast.